o'clock. It's time for another edition of All Things Folk here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name's Ken Batista, and happy to be back in the studio sharing the music I love with you. I appreciate your company on these Sunday afternoons. Today is a special edition as we are playing train songs. Yes, why? May 10th, 1869, the Union Pacific Railroad and the Central Pacific Railroad laid the Golden Spike connecting the country. The Transcontinental Railroad was a continuous railway line connecting the eastern United States to the Pacific coast. Its completion significantly impacted American society, culture, and the economy. And, well, that just gives me license to play train songs. Not all train songs. Today we're going to also hear a lot of new releases during hour two of All Things Folk. But let's kick it off with a great song. This is Utah Phillips with a song titled Daddy, What's a Train?
Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? When I was just a boy, living by the track, us kids would gather up the coal in a big old gunny sack. Then we heard the warning sound as the train pulled into view. The engineer had smiled and waved as she went rolling through. She blew so loud and clear, we had to cover up our ears, and we counted cars just as high as we could go. I can almost hear the steam and the big old driver scream with a sound my little boy will never know. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? I guess the times have changed. Kids are different now. Some don't even seem to know that milk comes from a cow. My little boy can tell the names of all the baseball stars. I remember how he memorized the names on railroad cars. The Wabash and the TP, Lackawanna and the IC, yeah, the nickel plate, the good old Santa Fe. Just names out of the past, I guess they're fading fast. Every time I hear my little boy say, Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train? We climbed into the car and drove down into town, right up to the depot house, but no one was around. We searched the yard together for something I could show, but I knew there hadn't been a train for a dozen years or so. All the things I did when I was just a kid, how far away those old memories appear. I guess it's plain to see they still mean a lot to me, 'cause my ambition was to be an engineer. Daddy, what's a train? Is it something I can ride? Does it carry lots of grown-up folks and little kids inside? Is it bigger than our house? Well, how can I explain when my little boy asked me, Daddy, what's a train?
Being 6 years old, I had seen some trains before, so it's hard to figure out what I'm at the depot for. Trains are big and black and smoking steam, screaming at the wheels, and bigger than anything they is, least that's the way she feels. Trains are big and black and smoking louder than July 4. But everybody's acting like this might be something more than just picking up the mail. Are the soldiers from the war? This something that even old man Wyman never seen before. And it's a late afternoon on a hot Texas day, and something strange is going on, and we're all in the way. Now there's 50 or 60 people just sitting on the cars, and the old men left their dominoes and come down from the bars. And everybody's checking, old Jack Kittrell check his watch, and us kids put our ears to the rails to hear them pop. So we already noted when it finally said train time, and you'd have thought that Jesus Christ himself was rolling down the line. Cause things got real quiet, Mama jerked me back, but not before I'd got the chance to lay a nickel on the track. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big and red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Even stop, but she left 50 or 60 people still sitting on the cars, wondering what it's coming to and how it got this far. But me, I got a nickel smashed flatter than a dime by a mad dog runaway red silver streamline train. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Big red and silver, she don't make no smoke. She's a fast rolling streamline, come show the folks. I said, look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas like a mad dog cyclone. Look out, here she comes, she's coming. Look out, there she goes, she's gone. Screaming straight through Texas.
Are you having trouble remembering your dreams? Tune into Yard Sale on Sundays at 1 p.m. for a dreamy mix of New Age, folk, and dream pop, and maybe something will click. Only on 88.3 WRCT Pittsburgh.
I'd play the Red River Valley, and he'd sit out in the kitchen and cry, and run his fingers through 70 years of living, and wonder, Lord, as ever will I drill run dry. We were friends, me and this old man,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados waiting for a train.
He's a drifter and a driller of oil wells, and an old school man of the world. He let me drive his car when he's too drunk to, and he'd wink and give me money for the girls. And our lives were like some old western movie,
like desperados waiting for a train, like desperados.
From the time that I could walk, he'd take me with him to a bar called the Green Frog Cafe. And there were old men with beer guts and dominoes lying about their lives while they'd play. And I was just a kid. They called his sidekick
like desperado.
One day I looked up and he's pushing 80. And there's brown tobacco stains all down his chin. To me, he's one of the heroes of this country. So why is he all dressed up like them old men? Drinking beer and playing moon in 42.
Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.
The day before he died, I went to see him. I was grown and he was almost gone.
So we just closed our eyes and dreamed us up a kitchen and sang another verse to that old song.
Come on, Jack, that son of a gun's a coming.
Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train. Like desperados waiting for a train.
That was Kate McKenzie, Pan American Boogie. It's found on a compilation titled Steel Rails, Classic Railroad Songs, Volume 1. It's on Rounder Records. Before that, we heard from the Highwaymen. Desperados Waiting for a Train. The Highwaymen are Johnny Cash, Willie Nelson, Kris Kristofferson, and Waylon Jennings. At release on Columbia Records, Guy Clark from the Steel Rails compilation, Texas, 1947. And starting everything out, Utah Phillips, Daddy, What's the Train? It's from Good Though on Philo Records. You're listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. WRCT is supported by Attic Records, located in Millville. Attic Records is open 7 days a week. They sell new and used records and CDs from a range of genres, including rock, doo-wop, metal, reggae, and hip-hop. Attic Records is an independently owned and operated shop that purchases used records and CDs from collectors in bulk or by unit. Attic Records is located at 513 Grant Avenue in Millville. More information about selling records and new releases is available at 412-821-8484 or at atticrecordsstoreinc.com. If you are interested in underwriting for WRCT, you can email pr@wrct.org for more information about promotional exchanges and other partnership opportunities. Listening to All Things Folk on WRCT. This is my annual train song show. Next up, this is Steve Goodman with a song that John Prine called the best train song ever written.
Riding on the city of New Orleans, Illinois Central, Monday morning rail. There are 15 cars and 15 restless riders, 3 conductors and 25 sacks of mail. They're all out on the southbound Odyssey, and the train pulls out of Kankakee, rolls past the houses, farms and fields, passing towns that have no name, and freight yards full of old black men, and the graveyards of rusted automobiles. Singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Yes, I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans, and I'll be gone 500 miles when day is done. And I was dealing cards with the old men in the club car, and it's penny a point, there ain't no one keeping score. Won't you pass that paper bag that holds that bottle? You can feel the wheels grumbling through the floor, and the sons of Pullman boarders, the sons of engineers, they ride their father's magic carpet made of steam, and mothers with the babes asleep go rocking to the gentle beat. The rhythm of the rails is all they dream. Just a singing good morning America, how are you? Saying don't you know me, I'm your native son. Be gone 500 miles when day is done. Nighttime on the city of New Orleans, changing cars in Memphis, Tennessee. It's halfway home, we'll be there by morning. Through the Mississippi darkness rolling to the sea. she sings this song again. It's passengers, oh please refrain. This train's got the disappearing railroad blues. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? Saying, don't you know me, I'm your native son. And I'm the train they call the city of New Orleans. I'll be gone 500 miles and day's done. Just a singing good night, America, how are you? When I was a child, my family would travel down to western Kentucky, where my parents were born. And there's a backwards old town that's often remembered so many times that my memories are worn. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Well, sometimes we'd travel right down the Green River to the abandoned old prison down by Adry Hill, where the air smelled like snakes and we'd shoot with our pistols. But empty pop bottles was all we would kill. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. Then the coal company came with the world's largest shovel, and they tortured the timber and stripped all the land. Well, they dug for their coal till the land was forsaken. Then they rode it all down as the progress of man. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away. When I die, let my ashes float down the Green River. Let my soul roll on up to the Rochester Dam. I'll be halfway to heaven with paradise waiting, just 5 miles away from wherever I am. And Daddy, won't you take me back to Muhlenberg County, down by the Green River, where paradise lay? Well, I'm sorry, my son, but you're too late in asking. Mr. Peabody's coal train has hauled it away.
Home again. Mom sees it coming. I know she.
What's better than an hour of classic and traditional blues music? 2 hours of the Deep Blues Hour. Join Steve every Friday from 3 to 5 p.m. for 2 hours of classic and traditional blues on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Don't stop here anymore.